We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Kennedy Caldwell. It's Thursday, March 26, 2026. Tomorrow, local band Granny Square will be releasing their first EP titled Panty Raid, with two local house shows in Urbana to support the release. WPGU News correspondent Kelly Silwa met with the band to discuss the EP and the importance of their music in the modern day. Silwa spoke with the bassist Katia Janes about the EP, which will consist of four original tracks.
I feel like the name is kind of indicative of what it's about. I mean, it is a political thing, but it's also, you know, we're a riot girl punk band, and it's kind of a blend of humorous and political kind of vibe.
Vocalist Sunny Scotina commented on the importance of representation and community in local music scenes.
Putting like another punk band into the scene felt really good. I think just the fact that getting into the scene, noticing a lot of the scene is very like white AMAB rock band or indie band, which is cool, but I think that we need more diversity in just having more like femme lead bands, trans bands, people of color, just more representation in bands and genre and variety, just like showing that it's okay to rock out whoever you are. Yeah.
The EP will be available on all streaming platforms except for Spotify. Next, the Champaign Urbana That's What Teens Say workshop starts tomorrow and will run till Sunday. The three-day program intends to empower 13 to 18-year-old girls by helping them find their voice through developing their own personal story. The weekend is full of activities designed to explore self-expression, build confidence, and connect with others. It culminates in a live reading of stories that teens develop throughout the program. While registering for the spring workshop has since been closed, the live reading can still be attended. The performance will be held at the Douglas Community Center Annex at 3 p.m. on Sunday. Visit champaignurbana.thatswhatteensay.com to confirm attendance for the live performance. Lastly, in sports, tomorrow the Illinois softball team looks to get back on track as they travel to Minnesota. The Illini, who dropped to 8-24 on Tuesday, are still looking for their first Big Ten win after getting swept by the Iowa Hawkeyes and the Northwestern Wildcats. Illinois is currently on a 12-game losing streak and have yet to win a game at home. Tomorrow's game will be the first of three games against Minnesota, who sit at 11-20 so far this season. The Gophers edged out the Hawkeyes on Sunday with a 1-0 win. First pitch is at 5 p.m. and will broadcast on Big Ten Plus. On Friday, the Illinois baseball team will kick off a three-game series at Penn State. The Illini, led by head coach Dan Hartlepp, enter University Park with a record of 12-11. They are currently 4-5 in conference play and look to bounce back from their 5-1 loss to Mizzou and improve their away record, which stands at 2-6. Penn State currently holds a record of 7-15 and are 2-4 in conference play. First pitch is at 5:30 p.m. on Friday and will broadcast on Big Ten Plus. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Kelly Silwa, J.J. Krishnick-Parsons, Vinny Maximbull, and Ben Tuxhorn. From WPGU News, this has been Kennedy Caldwell.